Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Leviticus 22, verses 32 to 33 says, "And you shall not profane my holy name, that I may be sanctified among the people of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord." Leviticus 22, 32 to 33. Normalizing God's name is evil. God is in the exclusive category. He is unique, holy, one of a kind, perfect, loving. There is none like him now, nor has ever been like him in history. We cannot and should never use his name without great purpose, respect, and love. We are told this in the Ten Commandments, yet we seem to allow our culture to speak louder than God's word, and the name of God has become somewhat of an expression rather than the name that represents the creator and sustainer of all life. It's easy, even for the evangelicals of the world, to profane God's name. Some claim that God told them to do something or say something or move jobs when God was silent, and the person just wants to use God's authority to silence any possible critics. God is God. There is no other. His name is above all names. Satan would work diligently at trying to get us to minimize who God is, to make God common rather than extraordinary. When we use the word awesome, it describes God. It doesn't describe anybody else. Perhaps we can use it for a sunrise or a sunset, since that's something that represents what God did. But any time that we diminish who God is, we're in trouble because we've lost focus on what's really important. When I take credit for something that's happened in life, knowing that it could never happen without God's intervention, that would be diminishing God's power and authority. We don't steal glory from God. We don't try and take credit for something that God has done. These are things that are evil because Satan would love us to diminish who God actually is. God is God. There is no other. His name is above all names, and his name is the one that will defeat the enemy. We need to love God and give his name the respect it deserves and never use it in a flippant way around anybody. Because before you know it, we've made God ordinary, somebody we can understand rather than somebody we need to obey. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute.